Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Let me bring back the sound cut from John Featherston, one of the hardest working people in digital media in Maine. I think it was number two on the agenda this morning.
Number two.
Secretary of State's detectives have come. They've picked up the flash drive and it's on its way to Augusta. So it wasn't missing. They just sent the wrong one. They sent the one with the local information and not the state information.
David Whitney, National Republican committee man, on his way to Augusta this morning for another round of paint drying. No, another round of watching ranked choice voting tabulation in our state. That was John. He was in Biddeford explaining how Biddeford had sent the wrong thumb drive to the Secretary of State's office. And then we also had issues with Bath and with Bodenham. And I don't know how many other towns or cities that begin with the letter B. David, you're keeping an eye on this with the GOP. What do you make of the way that RCV is going in our state?
You said it all when you sighed. I mean, it's unbelievable. Rick and Paul, I appreciate you having me on this morning. It's confusing. It's frustrating. It looks like big money, big waste, potential for fraud, and ultimately mistrust in the system. And that just discourages voters, makes people not want to vote. So many issues. Julie Flynn, by the way, is a lovely woman. She's the deputy secretary of elections, and she's been spending her time reconciling different towns' paperwork, and she's even pressed for more workers to help her on a daily basis. And she's supposed to be managing, but she's in the trenches because some of these towns had missing media drives, as you pointed out, wrong drives with no data, and it's extraordinarily apparent that many hand count towns have no idea how to deal with ranked choice voting. No clue. And here's an example. Millbridge, here in Washington County, sent no election summary. There's a race here in Washington County for county commissioner between Courtney Hammond and Bimbo Look, William Bimbo Look, still undecided because Millbridge didn't tally the votes. And they're telling the candidates that they're waiting on Augusta. So it comes down to training and lots of questions about training. Pat Davis, who's also from Washington County, is our state committee man. He's the co-chair of Maine Election Integrity Network. And he questioned Julie Flynn about election integrity trainings for clerks, with no response from Julie Flynn. She had no response when asked about that. He also questioned Julie about clerks' jiffy bag contents for primary, with no response. Now, what a jiffy bag is, it's a series of election schedules, a basic to-do list for clerks sent prior to election via email, and Julie was just non-responsive. So it seems like it's just a mess, an absolute mess across the state of Maine.
We've had RCV now for 8 years, as I count. First time we used it was in June of 2018. 86, one, odd, not, is not. Yeah, 8 years now. And you think that we would have ironed these out. But, Paul, I'm going to look to you once again because you quoted the Secretary of State's office in how did they label what they encountered yesterday in the RCV tabulation process?
Only routine issues.
Routine issues. That says two things. Either they just grabbed a word and hoped that people wouldn't question it, or this is happening much more often and we just don't know about it. I don't know which it is, David, but both concern me.
I don't either. But, it's just, it's unbelievable. It looks, the first day, it looked like a very smooth process. But when you get into the weeds, it's definitely not. And, it comes down to training. It comes down to management and training. But it also comes down to the fact that we've got this colossal process that other states just laugh at Maine for having. And it's ironic, during the news break, mentioning that Elliot Cutler just got out of jail. Wasn't he the reason that we got ranked choice voting in the first place?
It's funny you would say that. We were all thinking the same thing. David Whitney, National Committee Man. Do we think we're going to see any results today? What's your best guess? You're closer to it than any of us in this conversation right now.
I'm hoping. That's the common thought process is today we're going to hear something. So I'm heading to Augusta, and I know the campaigns are going to be in Augusta today, and hopefully we'll hear something.
Let me draw back on a text message. I have a group of lawmakers on a combined thread on my phone, and I call it the Legislative Illuminati. And I sent out a question, just wondering, how much do we think this ranked choice voting tabulation has cost taxpayers so far? And I'm going to give credit where credit was Mike Sobolewski. You know Mike Sobolewski, David?
I do.
Mike sent this answer to us. This guy does his homework. And honestly, I think he got out the calculator for this as well. We have 482 municipalities. Average distance from Augusta per is approximately 164 miles. Fuel cost average is $65 per 482. That's $31,610. Fort Kent being the furthest away at 270 miles, by the way. State police get approximately $100 per hour. Average time collecting per municipality is 3.5 hours. So 350 times 482, $168,700. Additional staff, probably not as expensive as most are already on the clock. Kate said that to us. No one took vacation time. Mm-hmm. They were bringing everyone knew that they were coming. So Mike says, if I had to guess, this whole mess will cost the taxpayers of Maine $250,000. That's $250,000.
That's probably low because instead of figuring fuel, you should be figuring a 72.5 cents per mile. You got to consider the wear and tear on vehicles. And let's not forget the cost to the candidates and all of the concerned parties. You know, it's just colossal.
Yeah, we could get recounts.
Don't even say
that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I love to be a cynic, and I think it would be delicious if Shenna Bellows came from behind and won for the Democrats, and then the Democrats and the Republicans could hate ranked choice voting together.
Be careful what you wish for. I'm not going to drag you into the politics of it. I just want to know, do you plan on being at the GOP Unity Breakfast on Saturday morning in Hollowell? You know, you're a busy guy.
1,000%.
1,000%.
That means Washington can't.
1,000%. So that means you're going through the buffet line 100 times.
Of course. It's breakfast. And I've paid for it. Just like a church bean supper. Yeah, the state committee man, Pat Davis, state committee woman, Maddie Curtis, and myself as chair of Washington County, we're all going to be there. So we are 100% behind whoever the winner of this contest is.
Now, and Mike writes to us in a question and says, if they don't get this RCV thing settled, which might not happen, thanks Bodenham, thanks Bath, thanks any other town that starts with the letter V, by Saturday morning at 10 a.m., we might not know who the Republican nominee is, David.
Well, we might have to rewarm the beans to a later date.
David Whitney is the National Republican Committee Man. And by the way, Bob was a big hit when you were on with us this week.
Yeah, well, Bob Wiley is—he has been taken care of this morning. He's very happy. His human mother Holly has fed him.
God bless Holly.
And maybe burped him. And he's now looking out the window. Hey, so you remember Bob Wiley was the lead character from What About Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of his lines was, I want.
Oh, I get it. David, thanks for checking in with us. Safe travels to and from Augusta today. Stay awake during the process. And if there's something exciting that happens, could we maybe catch up with you again this week?
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Rick.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.